This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. The principal negotiators, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, convened again in hopes of breaking a week-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, Mnuchin said there had been progress, but there was still a lot of work to do.
We understand that the Speaker and Senator Schumer want to have an overall deal, so we'll be back here working full-time until we can accomplish something for the benefit of the American people.
The administration is willing to extend a $600 jobless benefit, at least in the short term, but is balking at other demands of Democratic negotiators, like aid for state and local governments, food stamp increases, and assistance to renters and homeowners. Hurricane Isaias has snapped trees and knocked out power while blowing through the Bahamas. It's headed toward the Florida coast, where officials have closed beaches, parks, and coronavirus testing sites. At a news conference, Governor Ron DeSantis said not only did he declare a state of emergency for parts of Florida, but the federal government has also issued a disaster declaration.
We just got word this morning that that has been approved and will contain reimbursement for direct federal assistance, as well as all the mass care. So the feeding and sheltering will be eligible for federal reimbursement.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Late Saturday afternoon, the Hurricane Center downgraded Isaias to a tropical storm, but said it could strengthen later in the evening. This is VOA News. Mexico has become the country with the third most COVID-19 deaths in the world, just behind the U.S. and Brazil. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mexican health officials said on Friday there were 688 deaths for the last 24-hour reporting period, pushing the country's total to over 46,600. That's put Mexico just ahead of Britain, according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. It's as well to note that Mexico's population is double that of Britain. The officials also say that Mexico now has more than 424,000 confirmed coronavirus cases during the pandemic. Meanwhile, nine state governors from opposition parties have criticized what they call the federal government's confusing messages on measures to curb the spread of the disease. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of people marched in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk on Saturday for the fourth weekend in a row, protesting President Vladimir Putin's handling of a local political crisis. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Sergei Furgal was arrested on July 9th on murder charges, which he denies. His supporters say the arrest was politically motivated and it's triggered weeks of demonstrations. Marching under heavy rain beneath umbrellas, protesters chanted freedom and we came here of our own will. One banner read, Russia without Putin, and protesters also chanted, Putin resign. The situation is creating a headache for the Kremlin, which is trying to revive a stuttering economy and keep a lid on unrest.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. President Donald Trump says he will take steps to ban the TikTok app in the United States because of its Chinese ownership and security concerns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
TikTok is known for its fun and goofy videos, but some lawmakers have raised concerns about possible intelligence and privacy issues because it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. President Trump brought it up Friday.
We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things.
And then doubled down that he's going to ban the app with some type of executive order. TikTok denies allegations that it shares user data with the Chinese government, but the company's operations in the U.S. have been under review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. And the warnings are similar to those issued about Chinese-owned Huawei and ZTE. There are media reports of U.S. software companies vying to buy TikTok from ByteDance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.